And a good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And it is the third Wednesday of the month, so that means today we get an update here from USD 383, as well as some other things coming up here later in the program. We'll get to that in just a bit, but the wind has blown in two officials from USD 383 Manhattan Ogden Schools. Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And School Board Member Daryl Eady, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Get here okay? How windy is it right now?
Oh, it's not bad. I mean, it's Kansas, so.
Yeah, it's just a normal Kansas.
I think it's supposed to come later this afternoon where the real serious wind's supposed to come in. So, yeah, I don't know what you do. You know, you get these situations and you kind of deal with them. You just hope there's no damage from that and everybody's out as safe as they possibly can. Try to stay inside if you can, but we'll try to get kids home too.
What does that do for recesses? I'm always curious about that. Do they get to go out when it's this windy, even though the temperature's nice?
I cannot tell you I've ever canceled a recess for wind. Okay. I can't say that I ever did. I would say if we're worried about losing branches and things like that, I think you got to be careful. With it, for the most part, you're okay playing in wind unless something's in danger of coming loose and falling.
There's actually more games you can play with heavy wind sometimes. They're very imaginative.
You can play catch with yourself. You can throw the ball into the wind and it comes right back.
Boomerangs are even more attractive.
I hope we don't have boomerangs out on the playground.
No.
I haven't seen one.
Leave your boomerangs at home.
Well, certainly good to talk to you guys here. And, you know, it's nice to have a little laughter. It's been a somber couple weeks here for the school district. There's been a lot of bad news, unfortunately. And, you know, we heard about the car crash there on, I think it was December 5th, about a little over a week ago. And just a terrible tragedy, losing two students. And I understand the services are coming up, at least for one of them, this week.
Yeah, and that's what I understand as well. You know, it's always a difficult process, and with the students passing, be at the middle school level too, and the ripples through our system, your heart goes out to their families, you know, first and foremost, with all the students involved in the accident. You know, trying to give the support you need and try to be there for the families without being too invasive as well, because you got to give them their space too. But, you know, having middle school kids processing, you know, having teachers processing, you know, losing students or losing friends, you know, and that, it impacts down to the elementary level too. You know, we go through and we check, and, you know, the teachers that had those kids, you know, back in first, fourth, you know, third grade, they're impacted by that too, because that's one of the things you do when you try to build relationships with people is when you lose them, it's hard. It's just really hard. So it's been a struggle, and heart goes out to our EMS Eagle family and everybody else that's had to work through that as well. So I mean, you guys just keep us in your thoughts. We truly appreciate that, because that's something that doesn't go away right away.
Yeah. No question about it. And as far as updates on the surviving children there, do we know anything more on how they're doing?
Probably nothing I can share
publicly,
because I don't know. That'd probably be medical information. So.
Okay, very good. Well, our hearts do go out to the entire USD 383 family on that. And, of course, we had that same week another incident at Eisenhower. Eisenhower just had a really rough week last week. There was a threat and a student that was arrested.
Yeah, social media posts, and you know, you deal with them when they come up. You know, we work with the police. We try to communicate out the very best we can, and try to be appropriate in our response. But you know, what's in the news, your heart goes right to, and your mind goes right to what happened in Michigan recently. Mm-hmm. And I think that's easy for a parent to do. It's easy for a student to do. You know, you're dealing with a range of emotions on that, some super scared, super serious, and some, oh, it's nothing, it's just something that happened on social media. But you got to give it the respect it deserves. I'll really highlight RCPD. You know, the work they did to figure things out and to kind of get it nailed down was really helpful for us to know at the end of the day kind of where we were. And so it wasn't a question mark at the end of the day as much as it was at the beginning of the day. Yeah, in those situations, you just do the best you can. So that's our EMS family stepping up again. Yeah, it's stressful. Stressful week while they're still dealing with something else that's pretty stressful, too.
Yeah, well, I learned about Discord that day. I'd never heard of Discord before, and that was the social media app that was used. So now I have something new to learn more about.
Yeah. Once you do that one, there'll be a new one that comes out.
I'm sure.
But I'm glad for the work we do with RCBD and the other emergency response groups that, and the students that actually helps us out as well, keep us informed and help keep our schools safe.
Yeah. Well, we are about to the end of school before the break lets out. Last day of classes is this Friday, and that kind of is probably a good segue into some announcements.
Sure. Michelle Jones always keeps us abreast of everything. And Friday is the final day of classes for USD 383 students before winter break, and classes will resume on Tuesday, January the 4th. We, of course, wish everybody a safe and healthy, happy holiday season.
It's hard to believe 2021's winding down, you know, our last meeting of this calendar year, and it goes fast.
There's been a lot of things going on in 21. I'll be kind of glad to get rid of it.
This is one to put behind us and hopefully not on repeat.
Yeah, 2020 was much the same, so hopefully 2022 will have some better outlook coming up. And let's see, donations and grants. You want to get into that too?
Sure, let's go ahead. We have a $5,000 cash grant from Wichita Community Foundation to Marlette Elementary to Discover Education Subscription. We have a $500 cash donation from Lisa and Clint Haflinger to Manton High School for a high school softball program. We have a $4,000 cash grant from Cox Communications to Manton High School for social emotional learning materials to support students and teachers. A $500 cash donation from the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation to Bluemont Elementary for class use. We have a $762 cash donation from the Manhattan Cross Country Club to Bluemont Elementary for class use. And a $4,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to Eugene Field Early Learning Center for behavioral and mental health support personnel. And a $14,000 cash donation from Riley County Raising Riley to College Hill Early Learning Center for personnel and supplies. And all those little supply donations and everything are great and very needed.
Absolutely. $28,762 the total. That's one of the higher amounts we've seen in a few months. So kudos to the community.
Grateful. So grateful.
All right. I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break and we'll get into the agenda for tonight's meeting here with USD 383 School Board. That's next here on KMANZ In Focus.